From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
Here is the news read by Ahmad Faisal. First, the headlines. Religious Affairs Ministry affirms Indonesian Hajj programs are protected by Insurance Indonesia. Indonesia lauded for successful holding of 42nd ASEAN Summit. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Religious Affairs affirmed that Indonesian regular Hajj pilgrims are protected by insurance during their Hajj pilgrimage starting from the time they enter the Hajj dormitory until they arrive in Indonesia after Hajj. As reported by Antara, according to the Ministry's Director of Domestic Hajj Service, Saiful Mujab, on Friday, if Hajj pilgrims die after being admitted to the Hajj dormitory, they are eligible for the insurance according to the Hajj travel fee they paid. If they are involved in an accident, there will be a percentage to calculate the insurance claim depending on the severity. Mujab also remarked that Hajj pilgrims who died aboard flights are eligible for additional insurance cover amounting to 125 million rupiah. Secretary General of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, Khaw Kim Horn, praised Indonesia for successfully holding the 42nd ASEAN Summit in Labuan Bajo in May. It was a wonderful summit not only in terms of the outcomes, but also in terms of the quality of deliberations among the leaders, but also the address issues. This was conveyed by ASEAN Secretary General Khaw Kim Horn, as quoted by Antara on Friday. The 42nd ASEAN Summit was held in Labuan Bajo, East Nusa Tenggara, from May 9 until 12, 2023. Khaw Kim was pleased with the fact that this year the ASEAN Summit can be held twice as before following the end of the COVID-19 pandemic health emergency status. In commemoration of the World Food Safety Day, Indonesia's Agriculture Ministry, along with the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, invites the public to consume food products of animal origin that are safe, healthy, whole, and halal, known as ASU. According to Agriculture Minister Syahrul Yasin Limpo in a press statement on Friday, food has a fundamental role in the sustainability of human life, and safe food is the right for everyone. He further said this commemoration marks momentum in increasing Indonesia's joint role in maintaining food security, and all efforts to ensure safe food are necessary. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati has called for synergy between ministries and institutions for the development of the Indonesia National Single Window System to support the progress of Indonesia's logistics sector. As quoted by Antara, she stated that Indonesia needs to improve its logistics performance index and the logistics costs that are still lagging behind compared with other ASEAN and developing countries. Indonesia National Single Window is Indonesia's national system for single submission of data and information, single and synchronous processing of data and information, as well as single decision making for customs clearance and release of cargo. Let's turn to the international news. UN peacekeepers in southern Lebanon called for calm on Friday after Lebanese and Israeli troops came close to direct confrontation in the Flashpoint Blue Line border area. As reported by ArabNews.com, the Lebanese army was deployed to protect residents of villages around the town of Arkob who were protesting against Israeli bulldozers and diggers excavating in the area. Villagers tried to cross the border line marked by UNIFIL to remove part of separating fence and were met by volleys of tear gas from Israeli troops. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfield said on Friday that she is gravely concerned by the growing military cooperation between Russia and Iran because it enables Russia's prosecution of its brutal war against Ukraine. As reported by VOA.com, Thomas Greenfield said in a statement, the recent release of information by United States documenting how Iran has provided Russia with hundreds of one-way attack unmanned aerial vehicles and UAV production equipment has enabled Russia to use the UAVs in recent weeks to strike Kyiv, destroy Ukrainian infrastructure, and kill and terrorize Ukrainian civilians. Congratulating the ambassador on successfully completing her terms of office in Vietnam, President Tuong said that Vietnam-Bulgaria trade relations have grown strongly but not been commensurate with the two countries' potential. As reported by VOVworld.vn, President Tuong said he hopes that the two countries would strengthen trade cooperation and soon hold the 24th session of the Vietnam-Bulgaria Intergovernmental Committee for Economic, Trade and Scientific Cooperation this year. He suggested that Bulgaria soon ratify the European Union-Vietnam Investment Protection Agreement, creating conditions for the business community and investors of the European Union, Bulgaria, and Vietnam to engage more actively in each other's markets. Well, listener, that's a newsline read by Ahmad Faisal. Ayong maju, ayong maju.
The first news comes from Makassar, South Sulawesi. Italian Ambassador to Indonesia Benedetto Latteri explained the European Economic Diplomacy Strategy at a public lecture organized by Hasanuddin University in Makassar, South Sulawesi, Tuesday. On this occasion, the ambassador provided an overview of the bilateral economic review to the diplomatic process. Not only that, he also explained a lot about the cooperative relationship that exists between Indonesia and Italy. Apart from being present at Hasanuddin University, Ambassador Latteri also took the time to attend and give a public lecture at Muhammadiyah University, Makassar. The next news comes from South Solok, West Sumatra. Gandang Sarunai, typical music of South Solok Regency, West Sumatra, received the title of National Intangible Cultural Heritage from the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. The certificate was handed over by West Sumatra Governor Mahyeldi Ansrullah to South Solok Deputy Regent Julian Effi in Sawalunto on Monday. Solok Selatan or South Solok Deputy Regent Julian Effi said Tuesday that the proposal and designation of Gandang Sarunai as the intangible cultural heritage is an effort to preserve culture, especially in the district. Gandang Sarunai is a traditional performing art that is played together using two double-faced drums and a wind instrument called Sarunai. Prior to Gandang Sarunai, South Solok already had two performing arts designated as Indonesian Intangible Cultural Heritage, namely Batombe and Rabab. The latest news comes from Samarinda, East Kalimantan. The Efficient Technology Service Post Telihan Village, Bontang, East Kalimantan, won first place at the national level at the 24th Nusantara Efficient Technology 2023 competition in Bandar Lampung, Lampung Province. Head of the Office of Community Empowerment and Village Administration of East Kalimantan Province, Anwar Sanusi, in a statement in Samarinda Wednesday, hopes that this national achievement can be a motivation for other villages in East Kalimantan. The 24th Nusantara Efficient Technology 2023 competition was held from June the 1st until 11th in Bandar Lampung. This event carries the theme Continuous Innovation Strengthening Village Competitiveness and Prosperity of Citizens. According to Anwar, this national achievement is the result of work of East Kalimantan people through the provincial level in Bontang City in May 2023. At the 24th Nusantara Efficient Technology 2023, an award was also given to the Governor of East Kalimantan, Isran Nur, for his contribution and hard work in fostering the development of efficient technology for the village. That was news from across Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on June 10, 1947 about the signing of the friendship agreement between Indonesia and Egypt. The governments of Indonesia and Egypt signed a friendship agreement in Cairo on June 10, 1947. Indonesia was represented by Minister of Foreign Affairs Agus Salim and Egypt was represented by Prime Minister or Minister of Foreign Affairs Nokrashi Pasha. This step marked the emergence of international recognition of Indonesia as an independent and sovereign country. The signing was done after the proclamation of Indonesian independence was announced by the first Indonesian President Sukarno on August 17, 1945. Egypt was the first country to recognize the independence of the Republic of Indonesia. Egypt's support for Indonesian independence was conveyed when the Consul General of Egypt, Muhammad Abdul Muim, came to Yogyakarta from March 13 to 16, 1947, with the aim of conveying a message from the Arab League that supported Indonesian independence. The Arab League is an organization consisting of Arab countries, and Egypt officially recognized Indonesia's independence on March 22, 1947. Let's move to another event in 2009 about the inauguration of Suramadu National Bridge on June 10, 2009. Suramadu National Bridge is a bridge that crosses Madura Strait and connects Surabaya on Java Island with Madura Island. Suramadu is an acronym for Surabaya, Madura. The laying of the first stone for the construction of Suramadu Bridge was carried out by President Megawati Sukarno Putri on August 20, 2003. The fifth Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono inaugurated the opening on June 10, 2009. The construction of this bridge is aimed at accelerating development on Madura Island, covering the infrastructure and economic sectors in which Madura, which are relatively left behind other areas in East Java province. The about 5,000-meter-long bridge was built for 6 years and it spent 4.5 trillion rupiah. Suramadu is currently the longest bridge in Indonesia. We end today in history with the event of the birth of former Indonesian national team player Bambang Pamungkas. June 10, 1980 was the birthday of former Indonesian national football team player Bambang Pamungkas, known as Bepe. Bambang's first appearance with the senior Indonesian national team was on July 2, 1999 in a friendly match against Lithuania. His natural position is striker. Bambang Pamungkas is increasingly recognized in Southeast Asian football when he scored the only goal for Indonesia in the semi-final match against Malaysia in the 2002 Tiger Cup. Currently, Bambang is the record holder for most appearances, captains, and top scorer for Indonesia with 77 appearances and 36 goals according to FIFA category A matches. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
But you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my bestest. And nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm yours. One big family, and it's our godforsaken right to be loved, love, 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 love. So I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm sure there's no need to complicate our time. This is our fate. I'm yours. Do 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 checking my tongue in the mirror and bending over backwards just to try to see it clearer, but my breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a new face and I laughed. I guess what I'll be saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you find that the sky is yours. So please don't, please don't, please don't. There's no need here to complicate, 'cause our time is short. This, oh, this, oh, this is our fate.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on Indonesia encourages strengthening partnership with United Kingdom. The Indonesian government continues to encourage the strengthening of bilateral relations with various partner countries, including with the UK, to accelerate economic development. The partnership between Indonesia and the UK has so far shown concrete results in various fields, ranging from the energy transition low carbon transportation, trade, investment to education. Quoting the official website of the Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs, it is recorded that in 2022, the UK has realized foreign direct investment in Indonesia reaching $628.3 million, almost doubled compared to the previous year. These positive achievements need to be continuously developed through strengthening partnerships and collaboration between parties. The Coordinating Minister for Economy, Erlangga Hartarto, in his remark at the United Kingdom King's Birthday reception Wednesday, June the 7th in Jakarta, said that Indonesia really believes that the partnership with Britain will be able to reach new levels and can bring benefits to both countries. Minister Erlangga Hartarto said that the partnership between Indonesia and the UK must continue to lead to strong and sustainable growth. To this end, the two countries should continue to strengthen the two-way partnership, sustainable trade, and green investment. He also emphasized that the partnership between Indonesia and the UK, which has been carried out in various fields, applied the lead by example concept, one of which was related to cooperation for energy transition and reducing deforestation. As part of the Just Energy Transition Partnership, or JETP, Indonesia will also launch a comprehensive investment plan of $20 billion to promote the transition of the electricity sector in Indonesia. In addition, Indonesia and the United Kingdom have also formed a Joint Economic and Trade Committee, or JETCO, in 2022 to increase trade, investment, and economic cooperation, which are in the common interest. Erlangga Hartarto hopes that the partnership between the two parties can be deepened through free trade agreement or FTA cooperation. Meanwhile, during a meeting with the British Prime Minister's Trade Envoy for Trade for Indonesia, the Philippines, Malaysia, and the ASEAN Economic Community, Richard Graham, in Jakarta on Wednesday, Coordinating Minister Erlangga Hartarto said Indonesia appreciated Britain's support for Indonesia, both on the agenda of the chairman of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, and bilateral relations between Indonesia and the UK, which have been built and well maintained. Meanwhile, Richard Graham conveyed his visit to Indonesia was in order to emphasize Britain's commitment as one of Indonesia's largest trading partners in the European region. The British expressed their readiness to support and encourage the acceleration of the industrial downstream program, the electric vehicle ecosystem, and the digital economy. The UK also said, as chair of ASEAN this year, Indonesia plays an important role in driving regional and global ambitions. That was by Indonesia Today.
Aku selalu
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. VOI listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder takes you to Papua, which has a lot of interesting marine tourism spots. One of them is a beach tour on Harlem Beach, which is located in the village of Tablanusu, Depepre District, Jayapura Regency, Papua Province. Harlem Beach is the prettiest one in Jayapura, Indonesia. Harlem Beach is a long stretch of white sand and green hills as the backdrop of the beach. With clear water, visitors can see the colorful corals from the surface of the water. This beach is perfect for those of you who like diving. Coral reefs, sea fish, and other marine life can be found when you snorkel. The waves of this beach are not too big because the beach is a bay area. There are many coconut and sago trees that grow on the beach, making the atmosphere very shady, accompanied by a slow breeze. At Harlem Beach, visitors can also enjoy tourism activities, such as sunbathing, fishing, and even playing beach volleyball. Harlem Beach also has a freshwater pool, which is about 7 meters from the beach. The condition of this area is unique because a beach with salt seawater is directly adjacent to a freshwater pool. In fact, many tourists who visit this beach often rinse their bodies in this freshwater pool after being satisfied to play in the sea. In this pool, where the water is very clear, there are also several types of fish. The local people say the pool was formed naturally hundreds of years ago. Harlem Beach has great charm, especially at sunset. The breezy wind will be the perfect companion when enjoying the sunset. The situation on Harlem Beach, which is very quiet and calm, actually makes it attractive for tourists. For those of you who want to travel to Harlem Beach, you must first go to a pier in Papua, known as Depepre, which is about 48 kilometers from Jayapura City. After you reach the pier, you can then continue your journey to get to Harlem Beach location by using a boat with a maximum capacity of 10 people. For the cost of the round-trip crossing, you have to pay from 300,000 to 400,000 rupiah, or from 20 to 27 US dollar. For those of you who are looking for peace and quietness, Harlem Beach is the right choice for your holiday destination. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia. VOI listener, in Indonesia, many jazz festivals with natural landscapes are held and involve many well-known domestic and foreign musicians, such as Mount Ijen Jazz in Banyuwangi, East Java, Jazz Above the Clouds in Dieng, to Kanadi Jazz in Prambanan, Central Java. One of the famous jazz festivals with natural nuances is Senggigi Sunset Jazz, with a panoramic beach background on Lombok Island, West Nusa Tenggara Province. The combination of the beauty of the beach and the melodiousness of jazz music in Senggigi will be present at an event titled Senggigi Sunset Jazz. It is a music festival where jazz musicians will perform in the tourist area of Kerandangan Senggigi Beach, Lombok Island. It is planned that the event will be held on August 20, 2023. Senggigi Sunset Jazz in August 2023 will be the fifth time this music event has been held. In previous events, Senggigi Sunset Jazz proved successful in attracting tens of thousands of spectators. What makes Senggigi Sunset Jazz different from other jazz festivals is the location of the festival. At Senggigi Sunset Jazz, the audience will be able to enjoy the beauty of the beach in the evening when the sun goes down and the melodious strains of jazz music at the same time. This is because the event was designed with the concept of a beach jazz stage. This year, Senggigi Sunset Jazz is designated as one of the archipelago's events, along with Topat Pujawali Lingsar War. A number of big names from well-known Indonesian artists are said to be performing in the show, such as Grup Kahitna, Melly Guslau, Nadine Hamizah, Pradikta Wicaksono, Namone Sare, and many more. Just like at other archipelago events, Senggigi Sunset Jazz is expected to be able to encourage the revival of the world of tourism in a new order of life. And subsequently, as a promotion of tourism potential and investors coming to West Lombok. This event also carries the concept of sustainability, because it will not only present a jazz music concert, but there will be bazaars and culinary from small and medium enterprises, as well as beach cleanup events. Well, listener, that was Miss Eleni from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Downtown, walking fast, faces pass and I'm homebound. Staring blankly ahead, just making my way through the crowd. And I need you, and I miss you, and now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think time went past me by? 'Cause you know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I can just see you tonight. There's always times like these when I think of you and I wonder if you ever think of me. I need you, and I miss you. Now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think time went past me by? Now can you know I'd walk a thousand miles if I can just see you tonight? I don't wanna let you know. Faces pass and I'm homebound. Staring blankly ahead, just making my way, making a way through the crowd. And I still need you, and I still miss you. Sky, do you think time would pass us by? As you know, I'd walk a thousand miles if I could just see you. If I could fall into the sky, do you think time would pass me by? Could you?
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. The winner will be announced on 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice VOI listener, today's music corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Melepas Lajang by New Normal Keroncong. The song Melepas Lajang is one of the singles by Arfian Dwi. It was composed by Triswaka and released in early 2022. The song tells about a man who is ready to get married. Until early April 2023, the song has been listened to 8 million times on digital platforms. Well, listener, here is New Normal Keroncong with the song Melepas Lajang. Enjoy!
Saatnya kan ku akhiri masa kesendirian, mempersiapkan hatiku melamarmu. Terimalah diriku.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.